show on the internet, providing the hottest takes, up-to-date news and moves, and the latest NFL reactions. It's Team Boy TV Live, introducing the bad boys of NFL sports talk, the Raven Showcut, JB, the sage of sports, Glad, and your host, Big Q. It's about to get rough, and it's about to get raw. It's game time. Welcome to Team Boy TV Live.
What's going on, everybody? What's happening? What's happening? It's your boy, Big Q. This is Team Boy TV Live. We're trying to get the show going. We're a little bit late today, but we in here. And of course, you know, I'll never come by myself. We got to get into this, kick off this other half of the season. Things should be good. I'm always, got my homies with me. I got the Sage of Sports, Glass, in the building. What's going on, Glass?
What's up, people? Family, Big Q, JB. Hopefully everything's going well. Everything's going well on this side. We survived election day.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, we did. Yeah, we did. And we also got, JB, the Raven Shogun. What's happening, JB?
Yo. Hey, man, same old, same old. Like Glass said, we survived it. It's continued, but we survived it. Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, T-Boy TV Live.
Yo, I had a clip. I was going to play that scrap between Wims and Gardner, such and such. But, of course, you know, during the stuff that we had going on before we went on air, I could get the clip up and I didn't get to play it. But you know what I'm saying? But we had some, it was a bunch of wild fights and stuff going on this week, man. It was a bunch of stuff going on. Thought it was great. Like the matchup between the Bucks and the Giants. And, you know, I said on Sunday's Best that New York had a secret weapon to Daniel Jones. I don't know. We'll talk about it. You know, of course, you know, we are moving the chess pieces around. We getting ourselves in playoff position. I said last week that everything was going to be serious going forward. And JB, I think it's time we had a Lamar Jackson conversation. What you think, right? You know, ooh. It's about that time, right?
Maybe. Let's go.
It's about that time, right? Mr. T Money is in the building. He says that. What up, Big Bros? I need an episode where we play back y'all schedule predictions. You know, we never did that, have we? We never really went back and, like, once we make the preseason, whatever, we never really revisit them like that, right?
Nah.
Nah, I don't
know. We should, though.
We should. I think we should.
Man, for what the show's worth.
Yeah.
You know, you take that with a grain of salt, but we'd be way in left field.
It'd be crazy.
It's probably good for the, cause you know, like, for one solid fact and example, that Seahawks fan that said we were saying that the Seahawks would go 1-14 or something like that.
Yeah.
And they ended up trying to contend for a Super Bowl last year.
Right. Yeah.
We were wrong as hell. And we got to give that guy some props, man.
Listen, no, he didn't let me forget it all last season. He wouldn't let me forget it at all. You know, before we get into the meat and potatoes of the show, Glass, listen, I got to do it because it's one of them things. I was just watching the game and I saw some stuff. And, you know, and me being the type of fan that I am, and I'm a fan of certain players, you know, I saw something and it didn't sit too well with me. I want y'all to check it out.
Gordon in the backfield with Locke.
No, play the video.
See what Miffy the play.
No, don't chop it up.
No, it's ruled incomplete.
Oh, come on, play the video proper. Play it proper. Yeah, you go. It's reload. Hold on. We'll play the video proper. Cause I saw this and I was like, I didn't appreciate it.
Oh.
I didn't appreciate it. Hold on. Let me see if we can find it.
I think he got both feet down.
Okay, here we go. Here we go.
I think KJ Hamler gets both feet down in
bounds. Oh, what is this? What's going on right here?
That's my quarterback.
What is happening?
That's what it is. I don't care if you don't appreciate it.
First of all,
I have no problem with it.
First of all,
I knew he had, I seen him on the sideline speaking some Jeezy.
Yeah.
When he was in.
So who does he?
Because he's got a little swag in
JB,
him,
who does this man think he is? Does he think he's Baker Mayfield? Is that what he think he is? Is he a Baker Mayfield swagger jacker? He's a Baker Mayfield stan.
If I was on the team and my guy showing that kind of stuff, man, I'm riding with him 100%.
Yo, I saw this little guy, right? And I was like, what has happened? So I did a little bit of research.
Wait a minute, whoa. But we weren't saying all this a couple of years back. Wow. When the boy was the MVP of the season, just showing his little swag, man.
You talking about Cam Newton?
Excuse me?
You talking about Cam Newton? No, you talking about...
Yes, I'm talking about Cam Newton.
Okay, because Cam is an originator. Drew Locke is a biter. Okay.
Okay, let's keep on going with the show. I see where this
goes. Yeah, listen. Yeah, man. I will say this. I like the young boy's moxie. I like it. But, you know, he gonna raise up off...
Don't get me wrong. He's a work in progress.
I like his moxie.
For sure.
Yeah.
But I like it.
Yeah, it was funny. I just saw it and I was like, yeah, you know, I'm a mess with glass about it. My sister-in-law's in the house. Quintella's in the building. She said, what up, Team Johnson's in the house. Okay, I know you represent them Falcons. You know what, today, I ain't really going to go hard on your Falcons today because I don't got no dirt on. I ain't really got nothing to go that hard about, right? Nah. I ain't got nothing, right? That's okay. So, yeah, I'm gonna let it go this week. So listen, let's get back to it. And let's go ahead and do this first. Should we do the Lamar Jackson thing first, or should we talk about...
Nah, man, I gotta talk about Glass's other team, Chicago, with that bit of a
we could
situation
do that.
Yeah, on the football field.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Let's go there.
Glass, be my guest.
Now, let me just let you know. You say you don't have a video of it, right?
What's that, of the fight? No, I had it. Hold on, I might still get. But yeah, I had it in... Yeah. Oh, I do got it. Okay, hold on a sec. Man, a lot of stuff going on the computer today.
Now we got a fight.
They are going at it.
Oh, come on. Okay, now he's going to play it proper. Okay. I don't know what. Could have been weird tonight.
That's Wims, Javon Wims. And Janoris Jenkins.
I know, we're getting to the part what you want to see, Glass. We're going to get to that part.
Mm-hmm.
Look how he's flexing like, yeah, I got my man. You see how he's flexing like, yeah.
The flag's going to be on the Saints. I'm not so sure.
But look at this, how he just stopped playing. He was like, okay, I'm done. I'm going to get my man. What was the first part about it? He snatches my piece out? What was that?
Okay.
Now I'm getting to that.
Okay.
He should be gone. The guy who he hit was C.J. Gardner-Johnson, who had nothing to do with that play.
Right. Again, he was going after the wrong guy.
Oh. This is the real story that we found out around here the day after. Now, everybody was saying, you know, number one, I didn't know that what that first move was about. Before we start slugging, come to find out, this Gardner Johnson, he has a habit of snatching mouthpieces off of people's faces.
Oh, okay.
I can't remember. There was another team he did it. The wide receiver he did that to. I think it might be in the Ravens wide receiver. But I'm not sure.
And he had Michael Thompson. You know, Thompson jumped, and that's why he couldn't play a game because they got into it at practice. Same stuff.
Right. Yeah. Gardner Johnson got a habit of snatching mouthpieces. So a couple of plays before that, he snatched Wims' mouthpiece off.
Okay. Yeah.
Wims went to go get it. They got called for a delay of game. The coach got mad, had him yanked out for a couple of minutes. So, you know, he over there stewing, like, I'm going to get this man back when I get back up in the game. Right. So it happens. Coach let him get back in the game. So he went over there, snatched the mouthpiece, showed his stuff. Now, he should have showed a little bit more control.
Yeah.
But after hearing all that, I kind of understand. Based off of what everybody was saying after the fact, it's not true. All that is Javon just showing he was just mad he got kicked out the game because he was getting blamed for the delay game because the man yanked his mouthpiece off.
Wow.
That's why he went back in there, yanked off his mouthpiece, and threw them two, which I don't understand why hitting somebody with helmets on. I still ain't gonna get that. But he just showed his aggression, just hit him twice.
I thought it was pretty funny because you know when it's going on, JV, like you had no idea what was going on. Like I was like, what is he just stopped playing. It's like he lined up. He was on his man for a minute and he just stopped and went over there and snatched the boys. I was like, okay, what is going on here? This is wild right here. Boy. And then he was flexing all hard like he wasn't going to get through out of the game.
He got a job still.
You know? Gio knows he's in the building.
Well, it's just different ways to get back. You know, you can't hurt the team. Garner Johnson did his, and he didn't hurt the team.
Right.
He didn't retaliate. He didn't hurt the team at all. You know, they you got to be able to. I mean, out there, you know, it's a bunch of alpha dogs. So you know, you have to be clever. A lot of stuff that go on out there ain't X and O related.
Yeah.
Either you got the thick skin or the gumption to deal, or you know, you scrappy enough to get back on the low. But, right. You know, without the refs in, so. He lost his cool, and that's what you can't do out there.
Exactly.
Yeah, you know, it's not so many times that we see where it's a straight up blatant where the dudes don't even really care. I think we saw it with the Eagles guy, Malcolm Jenkins, and the dude from Carolina. You know, a dude just walk across the field and get in somebody's face or whatever. You don't see it all the time where it's that blatant. But man, it was just like they weren't trying to be sneaky or nothing. They were just like, you know,
Ramsey and. Oh, buddy from the Giants. They had an ongoing beef over the summer and all that. But Ramsey was getting his in between the whistles. Tate waited and met him at the 50, and it is what it was.
Right. Then, of course, you had OBJ and Josh Norman, and then the one that goes back a little further with the dude from the Jets.
Dude, we go all the way back to Deion Sanders and
Andre Rison.
Andre Rison, yeah.
Or Johnson and the cornerback from Tennessee, that got crazy. Courtland Finnegan.
So, you know, again, as we get deeper and deeper into the season, we're seeing some stuff develop. Now, that NFC East is still a battleground or not. I don't know what you can really call it. I don't know, but it's almost like we 9 weeks in and neither team is over 500 and somebody got to represent the playoffs. Somebody got to go in there and do it. Hey, we saw the New York Giants and Daniel Jones go all the way down to the last play of the game with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Now, listen, people can say what they want to say, and I know y'all guys look at it how y'all look at it. But to me, I see a Giants team that's finding their identity. That's what I see. Now, listen, I didn't think they had a chance against this Tampa Bay team. Not a single. But then when I'm watching the game. And everything was clicking. You know what I mean? And something going on with Daniel Jones that I said it on the pod. I'm telling you, once they figure out how to use that little young guy, he's fearless. He's take off running in the heartbeat. You don't suspect him to take off like that. Once they figure out how to use him, Glass, the Giants are going to be in a good position. But, you know, right now the team is a mess. But, you know, but look at the performance the other day. What you think about it?
I put Daniel Jones in the same category as Baker Mayfield.
Oh, God.
Accuracy, bruh.
Oh, God.
You got to give me accuracy. They should have won the game. I mean, tied the game with that pass. If he threw that pass to lead the wide receiver, we wouldn't have to worry about that little so-called defensive pass interference.
Right. Yeah.
Which it wasn't to me, actually.
It was.
If he would have led the wide receiver to the corner, it would have been a tied
late
game.
On the pass. The
there
pass
too.
Late. He saw him late.
Yes.
And he didn't lead right. But to me, Glass, I have to disagree. The defender got there early. He was made contact. I mean, it was within a second or two difference, but he got there early.
I
can see that. But once again, like I said, it was like a bang bang play.
Yeah,
you know, right. he was turning his head at the same time, and I think the ball hit him first before it got to the wide receiver.
Hit him on the arm,
tomato tomato.
Yeah, definitely underthrown though. Definitely didn't lead the guy. So, kind of was behind him because it hit the defender.
But to get that deep, and I think y'all missing the point. But to get that deep into a game with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and listen, this ain't no small feat. This is the New York Giants we're talking about. The 2020 mm-hmm. New York Giants we're talking about, and they got into that deep water with Tom Brady. Now, what does that say about the Bucs and Tom Brady? And what you know if they had to go that deep with the New York Giants? I'm just saying.
Number one, you can't play amongst the quality of your opponent.
Right. Yeah.
You know they won it with at that time they was 1-6. So they probably look past them to the next game, which you cannot do.
Right.
That's what the Buccaneers. With the New York Giants, I'm not saying Daniel Jones is garbage, but he's a work in progress. He should get better. And if his throws and his and the way he look at the field gets better, Giants got something to work with.
I think so.
Quit trying to make something out of nothing.
Exactly.
I kept saying that the whole game, Garrett. Was,
right.
stressing to him, man. Sometimes it's better just to throw it away, take the sack.
Yeah, he's doing that at the end.
But young quarterbacks got to figure that out. Like Sam Darnold, last year he was going through that same nonsense. Joe Burrow is struggling with some stuff like that a little bit. Only ones that are kind of succeeding, you know, is young and at a young age. You know, you got Kyler, you got Herbert, you got those guys. Even from what I saw out of Tua, he know how to kind of control and manage the game in his first. I mean, it wasn't a lot to take from that. He went a big sample size of Tua, but I still see his game management skills were a little bit better,
I just think it depends on what conference of college football you got drafted from. In the SEC, you throwing that ball away. It's too many good defenders. You're going to take hits if you don't get rid of that ball.
Yeah.
Daniel Jones come from UNC. Who's that other fella? Herbert, he from Big Sky.
No, I think James came from Duke.
Same difference,
Exactly. Wow. That's my fault. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Okay. But I'm just saying, it depends on what conference you played at and your college ball at, because there's too many guys that's good in SECs and Big Ten. I mean, you got to get rid of it. And you can tell. And, I mean, you don't want your biggest hit or your worst throw to come in when you get to the league.
That's, right. Yeah.
The picture that shows me how Daniel Jones is a good quarterback and he could be better, that game last week against the Philadelphia Eagles where he outran everybody but ran out of gas.
Right. Yeah.
There shows you that he got potential.
He got stuff to work on. I think he got potential. I definitely do. I think that is that's cool. Now, listen, we had a showdown between two big dogs, from what we understand, the undefeated, still undefeated, Pittsburgh Steelers, up against, one of the favorites in the AFC, the Baltimore Ravens now. Not the best Baltimore Ravens outing, I would say. And, and this is what I want to, I said this a couple weeks ago, and JB, you kind of shut me down real quick and we moved on from it. But, I feel like we need to revisit it, and I think we're going to take a look at this. I want you guys to react to this. Here we go. Another video. Hoping to play correctly.
The Ravens, their second loss of the season. Lamar Jackson came up just short of a game-winning drive on the last play of the game. The reigning MVP completed fewer than 50% of his passes and turned the ball over four times while averaging just 4.1 yards a carry. So, Shannon, this is a tough question, but is it now fair to say that Lamar Jackson just can't win the big ones?
Well, it's fair to say it's still early in his career, but Skip, he was the main reason they lost this game yesterday. He can't continue to play the way he's playing and hope and expect them to win ball games. It was his pick six that got it started for the Steelers. It was his fumble. He had two interceptions and two fumbles. And at some point in time, Skip, he's going to have to stop turning the football over. And he's going to have to start playing better against the better competition, because ultimately that's how we're judged. We're not judged by putting up stats against willy-nilly teams. Let's go back to what we would consider big games. Two games against the Chiefs. I don't count the first game because that was a rookie start. That was like his second start, Skip. So the two games against the Chiefs, the playoff game against the Titans. So here it is. In big games, he's 1-6. 9 touchdowns, 8 interceptions, 53% completion, 6 yards per attempt, 14 turnovers.
What are you calling the one?
Huh?
Who's the one that he beat? I don't know which one you're saying.
Well, he did. He beat the Steelers.
Okay.
But he had three interceptions in that game, and they won in overtime.
Okay.
Skip. So in his other 24 starts, he's 23-1, 47-8. 47 touchdowns, 8 interceptions, 65% completion, 7.9 yards per attempt, 13 turnovers. Skip, he has more turnovers in his losses in the big games than he has against everybody else in all the other games.
All right, so that's where we're going to start at. So this is what I had said, JB. I don't know if you remember it. And I was talking about, because we all love to see the Ravens play. And when they're playing against some other teams that Skip was talking, Shannon was talking about, the Ravens ball out, and in particular, when Lamar Jackson balls out. What he do on the ground with his legs, what he do with the ball in the air. Amazing. You put the bright lights on him and put him in a big game situation, things look a little bit different. And Glass, we're going to get JB's assessment on this in a minute. I want to know what you feel about it, because I noticed this a couple weeks ago, and I was like, what is going on with Lamar Jackson? Like, the bigger the stage, the more he kind of shrinks. What you think?
He's not the only one to do. He's young. He's still learning. You know what I'm saying? He got natural talent. Now, when the rubber meets the road, that's where we got to get into his mental state. You know, stop trying to rush. I put him in the same category as Josh Allen. Once you get to that big stage and the light's a little bit brighter, you got to stay calm and keep doing what you know to do. You know what I'm saying? I believe with age, and if he takes his job serious, and not saying he doesn't, people. If you take his job serious and get in the mindset like of a Russell Wilson or a Tom Brady, we just found out Russell Wilson spent $1 million on himself,
right,
for his health. You know what I'm saying? Tom Brady, we know he eat avocado ice cream and stuff like that. He don't eat dairy or whatever. So to me, yes, he blows up in a when the lights are bright, but just give him some time. I've heard somebody say they should trade him. The hell out of here with that.
No.
That's a once in a generation type talent. He just need to hone in his skills, calm down, and let the game come to him.
Yeah. I think it's one of them situations like we remember Cam's first four seasons in the NFL where he thought he had to do it all himself. And it was hard for him to kind of really want to get his other teammates involved. Now, anyway, I'm not saying that's what Lamar Jackson does, because I see him getting his teammates involved quite frequently. It's just, I'm just thinking back, you know, a couple of years back where Cam was losing all those games, those big games like that, because he thought he had to do it himself. Now, we've seen Lamar Jackson and the Baltimore Ravens beat the complete breaks off people. I'm talking about 60 burgers, 50 burgers, 40 burgers. They've beaten the breaks off folk, right? But, you know, again, playoff game, a big game during the regular season, divisional game against the Browns come to mind. Steelers come to mind. I never really seen him get an entanglement with the Bengals, but the Browns and the Steelers, yeah. I don't know, JB. That's your man. What you think?
First, I want to title this segment Hypocrisy
and
Double Talk, man. Conscious bias.
Oh, wow.
Because he just praised Daniel Jones for his potential. Okay. So people out there, especially I'm speaking to people within the fan base.
Yeah.
They expect Lamar Jackson to have a perfect game every time. I don't know how. And it's easy to, I mean, you know, you do good in your rookie debut, winning more games than half a season you played. Then you go 14-2, win MVP. So now the winning and the style of winning has been something Raven fans shouldn't be. These are new fans, by the way, because old Raven fans aren't accustomed to 35, 40 points a game.
Right.
That's something that's brand new. So for me, though, every quarterback have a bad one. Brady just had a bad game, but he masked it by winning.
Right.
Okay. All of the defense, in my opinion, had the worst games against the Steelers Sunday. Now, Lamar didn't help with his turnovers, but once the team get momentum on you like that, stuff happened to you.
It does.
So I'm not panicking. The guy, you know, out of 16 teams last year, two of them won.
Right.
And he lost the game against the Titans, and the defense lost that game. Lamar, the offense didn't play particularly better as best they could in that outing. Mm-hmm. But that go on everybody. But, you know, the quarterback take credit for the wins and losses, which disgusts me, because that's just somebody who just watch highlights and red zone.
Yeah, but I feel like, you know, if we go and talk about, let's take Dallas Cowboys fans. Now, I know they could be who they can be, but they saw their guy come out and was great when he first came out. And then when he started having issues or whatever, it was hard for them to say, oh, our guy is having issues or whatever, you know, because they see him play good. Daniel Jones, for an example, we ain't really seen the best of him yet. So when we see him do something great, it's like, wow, he did something great. So now when we look at Lamar, I ain't like double speaking, nothing like that. We know how great this man is. Like I said, we've seen him in all these other games just go completely bonkers, right? And then in certain games, it's not there. You know what I mean? I don't know.
Not to make excuses, but, you know, in the same breath, just for people who understand the game, you lose your one of your top offensive linemen, lost two in that game, one for the season. And just to switch gears in Dak Prescott's situation, he was making something out of nothing versus the team he got drafted to.
Yeah.
That team is completely different up front. He basically running for his life, as we see Danny Dalton. And that was bad for his health.
Oh,
yeah. But people don't really look at that. They just say, oh, why he ain't playing as well? What's up with the sacks?
Yeah.
Offensive linemen are unsung, good and bad.
Yeah. Now, Glass, I look at these numbers, right? I look at these numbers, and then we'll look at them again. And the only thing is, I'm not worried about Lamar Jackson. I'm not worried about him at all. Either. I'm not worried about him.
Or the Ravens in general.
Right. I'm not worried. Because, I mean, you know, he's looking at the turnover number. You know, he had the number of turnovers against the whole entire other 20-some-odd games. He had them, you know, the same amount in the few big games, quote-unquote big games. And it, I'm not worried about that. The only thing I kind of worry about is, like, when I need, what you know, what I'm going to say me like I'm a Ravens fan, but I'm saying we in the playoffs is, you know, whatever, divisional round game or AFC championship game. How much faith and trust do I have that Lamar going to step up and get over that hump? So that's the part I'm worried about. As far as the Ravens and their ability and their skill set and what they can do, man, we've seen it. We know what they can do. They're a playoff caliber, Super Bowl contending team. Ever since he showed up, right? And but you know, we still have to worry about that one thing, Glass, and that's the issue, right?
But you know, it's all about expectations. You know, like I said, he's this man, what is he, 23 years old?
The young dude, man. Yeah. Young dude.
You know what I'm saying? It just takes some time. And I think he on the right team with the Baltimore Ravens. He got the weapons. He got the right coach, right organization. I think because of Let's keep it real. Patrick Mahomes coming up in here blazing. You expect everybody to come up here and do the same thing. Right. That's not true. Sometimes it's going to take some time to get this, I ain't going to say camaraderie, it's just get the system right. If, like I said, if Lamar get his mind right, calm down, and just play the game and he know how to play, everything's going to be fine.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I'm not into hypotheticals, but yeah, the pick six at the beginning of the game could have changed everything. If he didn't have that, they moved 24-28. Exactly. Yeah. So it's just like you learn off the situation. You know, next time you're going to be ready because I don't know when they play again, but it's going to come back again.
A couple weeks.
And it's like, you know, I always like watching Steelers Ravens. I think that's one of the best rivalries right now in the game.
Oh, absolutely.
I call it the Tylenol Bowl. We're going to be waiting for that game to come back around. Now, I ain't going to say the Steelers going to be undefeated by that time, but Ravens going to have something to pay. So it's gonna be a good.
The Chiefs got beat by the Raiders. It was crickets.
Mahomes
did not play.
It was,
right? They got outplayed in general.
You're right. You're absolutely right. Yeah.
It depends on who you're talking about.
Yeah.
He gonna get the scrutiny, and I get that, but I understand it. You know, it ain't so much as the Raven fan base that you know we cheer. We talked more junk than less.
Oh yeah.
In this past, since Lamar been at the helm, and so when he don't do well, they let us know, and that's fine. Especially that team, they fans hate us. I mean, it's mutual.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it's gonna get, we gonna get all this, and these outside people, you know, whatever. You worry about your own team.
Right. But see, when it says not getting over the hump, gets good coaches fired. I don't want Harbaugh to be a Mark Jackson. Harbaugh got respect though. You know, I think, you know, you're right though. Like, you know, that we saw what happened. But how long did it take for them to finally move on from Marvin Lewis though? You know what I mean? Like, you know,
exactly.
Because he couldn't get over the hump. It took them years because it's a respect thing. And I think Harbaugh was definitely one of the most respected coaches in the NFL. And the Ravens are an organization that ain't going to be like, oh, okay. So you brought a guy, what is it, his third season, right? He didn't even play the full season, his first season. Right. Then we saw everything that he had last season, which is what I think so far been his best season. And so now we in a situation, we halfway through this season and we're talking about not getting over the hump, talking about getting the coach fired. I don't know. I don't know about that.
I just don't understand the expectation. It's higher than the guy that already won 6 Super Bowls.
Right.
They expect Lamar to have a perfect game and go undefeated. I don't understand that. Like every quarterback that you're going to have a bad one.
Bro. I'm going to say this.
You're going to have a game where you win, where you could have played, you should have played better. And you're going to have them when you don't play well, you flat out lose.
Yeah.
It just happened. If that was expecting the Ravens to go undefeated, don't even come to the stadium.
I don't know.
You come there to try to get a win, and that's what it was about. And you catch him with having a bad game, the whole game. I mean, he started out bad, but you were hoping that it would kind of turn, you know, he would shake it off, but he had a bad game the whole game.
Oh, yeah.
And they won like they were supposed to.
All I know is when you have a dynamic.
On the other hand, if you're the Steelers and if you done turned him over 4 times and don't win, I mean, what's that say about your team?
Right. But all I know is when you got a dynamic quarterback, because I know we had one here in Carolina for like 8 years. When they do things and set standards, it's hard for it. Like people who are not, you know, on the inside, you know, people on the outside looking in, they're like, oh, well, Cam is Superman. We used to see him do all this stuff. And then when he can't do it no more, he quote unquote is diminished. Then, you know, you get the Skip and Shannon, you know, saying and putting the numbers on the board and all this stuff. So, you know, I've seen it before, You know what I mean? Like I want to see Lamar get what he got coming. It's just, you know, I know right now he gonna have to go through it until they prove the naysayers that he can win those games. And and it's all a matter of him getting the opportunity to do it. So, you know, his last opportunity was last weekend.
I think it's a non-issue. I think Lamar will be around for a long time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Whether or not we got a Super Bowl caliber team, he'll be around.
Yeah, I think so. I think so.
Before we move on, I want to give this man his flowers while he's here. Even though he a capper, it's unbiased. I got to give a shout out to Mike Tomlin for being the winningest minority coach in NFL history.
Yeah.
Just passed Tony Dungy. So congratulations, man.
Absolutely. That's a beautiful thing.
They had a lot of player exodus and some draft picks that didn't go well, injury.
And, you know.
Some horrible injuries to once-in-a-generational type players and Ron Shazier. They found a way.
Yeah.
Found some jewels or some hidden gems like Claypool. So shouts out to Mike Tomlin.
Being able to turn around because, you know, coming out of last season, you know, people started to write him off. Going into this season, you know, and I was wondering why I didn't really have a whole lot for the Steelers this season. I really didn't. And to see where they at right now, the halfway mark, I'm still a little bit surprised, to be honest with you. Now, I know, they had a decent schedule and they had the COVID helped them out a little bit. You know, I'm just saying, you know, I'm going to keep it 100. COVID helped them out a little bit. But, you know, but they are where they are, right? Their record is what it is, right? So, you know, they won a game.
Another testament to Tomlin living right, you know, so to speak. You give James Conner a chance. He be battling beat cancer. He's out there, kept Ron Shazier as an active member of the team, knowing full well.
He never gonna play again, right?
You get rid of toxic players no matter how good and how well liked they is in the town.
Unlike the Cowboys.
You just do things the right way. So, you reap the benefits. You know, you reap what you sow, and he's doing it right. So, shouts to him.
Oh, absolutely. I definitely think so. You know, I think that's all well and good. Man, what about these young guys? Let's look at them real quick before we move into this playoff picture, right? Glass, at the halfway mark, the young dudes, now I know two only got one start so far, but you got Herbert, Burrow, you got a couple second year guys in there. What you think about the young class right now, the quarterback class?
I'm impressed. Yeah. You know, I heard somebody say that this might be the best class since, what was it? Manning, Roethlisberger,
Rogers
came in with, and I can't remember the other one was, but
Rivers and Rogers, wasn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Thank you. So it's looking up. The NFL got some prosperous quarterbacks in the league right now that just need to grow up mature a little bit more and handle their skills. Now I'm shocked with Herbert. I didn't know he's coming in like that. For him to be thrown into the fire as quickly, he didn't expect to start till that he found out that game.
Right.
But he got that team on his back and he doing a thing. Now I know their record is what at this time. They only won two games, if I'm mistaken.
Yeah.
But they should be at least three and three. Now 4-2 right now.
Oh, absolutely. Right. Absolutely. Ain't no doubt about that.
They had some bad breaks, but he's not
because of him. Hmm. Definitely.
So JB, we were on the show last week, week before last, when we found out that Miami had made that decision to bench Ryan Fitzpatrick and bring in the young Tua Tagovailoa. Listen, you know, for whatever it was, I wanted to come on here and say this because I know what we said and I still feel like, you know, this is some bad juju somewhere. But at the same time, seeing what happened, I had to question myself, like, okay, maybe they knew something that we didn't know. Maybe they, and I don't think it was a matter of they thought that the young kid was better than the old gun or that Fitzpatrick was playing bad. I think they wanted to shake up the team and get a spark. And I think that's exactly what they got, JB. And they played out of their minds and they made the job to start this particular game so much easier. But a young kid, what you thinking about?
Well, you don't want to have him behind schedule. I mean, look what Herbert's doing. Look what Burrow's doing. Them guys going to be ahead in development if you don't get the, I mean, that's why you drafted him that high.
Right.
Yeah, you gotta, I mean, now I think they should have took better care of Ryan Fitzpatrick with a notice.
Right.
But sometimes yes. Something happened. I think by it being like pre-known, Tua would have had time to have preconceived jitters. So I guess it was all for him to just throw him in there, see what happened. But I guess the old conventional way of you sit behind a starter and be taught is that's gone.
Yeah, you know, the only thing is that I don't think he had that much impact on the game, Glass. He didn't have that special exactly. Teams in that defense, which they showed out. And he didn't have that much impact on the game. But we always going to remember his first start as them having this big rally and playing like that. What was your take on the Glass?
You know, it was impressive what he did in his first game. Once again, it's his first game. We still got a couple more games left to see what's going on. I agree with you. It wasn't all about Tua. The defense was legit. Yeah. I think it might be, if I haven't said, I heard it was top five. They handled their business. And honestly, tell you the truth, I'm not a Tua fan, maybe because of my Alabama bias. You know, I can't stand Alabama. But I'm just going to put to you all like this. Yeah, you see what you got in Tua. But this weekend, I was watching his brother in Maryland. His brother.
I watched that game, too.
Boy got some wheels. Yeah. So it runs in the family. So we have to wait and see. But I got my eye on his brother in Maryland, man.
Okay.
Also, you're not a NFL quarterback, and my guy has yet to prove this until you come back from three possessions in the second half.
There you go.
You can always play with the lead in your defense, giving you extra possessions. That's all fine and well. I could do that, you know? Yeah, but when you're down and the defense is not really stopping nobody and it's up to you to pull a Breeze or Brady or Rodgers.
Definitely.
Well, that's how you earn your money. That's how they say, hey, that guy can play.
Oh, absolutely. Right. And that's when you know, you get that Russell Wilson status. That's why we're looking for right there. Yep. Okay, here we go. We're going to take our very first peek. That don't really mean much because it's week 9, okay? It's super early, right? Like we said during the summer. We always say that during the summer. It's super early. But let's look at this and see. We can imagine, right? We can imagine for a minute, right? Here we go. This is the current, if the players were to start today, right? That's what we're looking at. Green Bay with the number one seed, right, in the NFC, which, you know, I ain't going to get on y'all's case about how y'all were dog rides a couple weeks ago in the Green Bay. I ain't going to do it because they just happened to be the best team in the NFC, which I said, and y'all gave me hell about it, but whatever, right? Then there's Seattle, right? Tampa. And believe it or not, you got the Eagles team in there. And then out there, because we got the new revamped playoff system, we also got the Chicago Bears, Arizona Cards, and look who's still hanging around, the LA Rams, JB. Look at that. Now, with this setup, Carolina still got a shot. Look at that. Carolina still got a shot. But, you know, with this new situation here, hey, nobody left out, man. You can claw your way back into this thing, right? So, Glass, you're looking at it. What you think?
First off,
exactly.
Thank you.
Exactly.
You saying that the Green Bay Packers is the top team in the NFC, you just going to crap on the Seattle Seahawks at 6-1.
I'm
going to crap on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers at 6-2.
I'm not doing that.
Yeah, that's what it's telling. That's what you just said.
That's not what I'm. That's not what I'm. That's not what I said.
Anyway, back to this. He purposely left NFC South teams out of this, and that's cool. You know,
well,
that's hypothetical, right?
Well, listen. Right. You know, of course, I'm gonna lead this NFC South team because the NFC South.
What you saying over here, man?
I peeped it too, bro. I peeped.
You know, I've been seeing on here. We ain't worried about the Eagles. I don't care about anything about the NFC East and everything. But the other teams, Green Bay Packers. Okay, they. I don't know how they division leads, but the Seahawks, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I'm gonna tell you right now. I believe the Chicago Bears counterfeit.
Wow.
I hate to say that for my hometown team, but it is. I don't think they got playoff strength to make it through.
Yeah, I think I agree with
Cardinals,
them a little bit.
On the other hand, I got my eye on them, man.
Do you know doubt the quarterback play?
Nah.
Huh?
Do you doubt the Bears because of the quarterback position?
I doubt the Bears because of the quarterback play, and Coach Nagy seems like he get in the fritz when they get into some challenges during the game.
Listen, I just think that the aggression level is they're super aggressive on defense, but then not so much on the offensive side of the football. And this whole you know, let's stay in it just to stay in it instead of just going for the jugular. I don't know who's the offensive coordinator. Like, he got a problem, right? Like, he don't got no killer instinct for real. He just want to stay in the game.
He don't trust somebody right. When you plan not to lose. Right. Something out there that he don't believe in. Maybe it's the receivers. Maybe it's the quarterback. Maybe it's
Nick
something.
Foles is not a franchise quarterback. You bring him in, that's one of them pull glass
Super Bowl
type situation.
Super Bowl champion.
We might
Nick
have
Foles?
To go back to Mitch.
Huh? Super Bowl champion Nick Foles. Super Bowl champion.
Yeah, but he didn't play the whole season. He only played with six games that year.
Yeah.
He's only good for about six games at the most. After that, you got to pull him out.
Did I hear you mention Mitchell Trubisky?
What they saying around here. I'm listening, as you know, on sports radio. They talking about bringing in Mitch Trubisky back in.
I don't see why not.
Mitch bring an extra dimension.
Exactly.
I don't know about
anyway,
that.
This playoff picture for the NFC is pretty fraudulent. If you're going to put the Eagles in there, you might as well put Atlanta in
there.
Well,
first of all, I didn't do this. This came from CBS. First of all, let y'all remove the daggers, please. Okay, because y'all making it seem like I put this, like I went on Photoshop and I put the PDF. I didn't do that, okay? It's coming from, right. From CBS.
Well, I'm just saying. Wow.
Just saying.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
I think so. Listen.
I think the Seahawks will give all of them a run right there that's in there,
but,
in my opinion.
Okay, so let me try to think. Why would they put the Seahawks below? Why would they put the Seahawks at the two?
I have
and
no
Green
idea.
Bay at the one?
Exactly.
Why would they
They're
do that?
6-1. This is an old one. Is that that's a 5-1 for Seahawks?
It's a 5-1.
It's 6-1 right now.
Yeah.
Okay, but I'm saying
it's neither here nor there. We know people who knows football know how it's supposed to be.
Wow, that's terrible. Okay,
Green Bay Packers, they're a good team. I'm not knocking them.
Listen,
to say they're a complete team. Like I've heard, come on, man, they should have did something during the trade deadline to up that offense, the offensive line, and maybe that defense ain't all that either, because we just seen Dalvin Cook beasting on them just this weekend,
and then Dalvin Cook beasted on back to the locker room with an L on his forehead. Right, that's neither here nor there. Here's the deal, right?
Ooh, whoa, what you just say?
Didn't they lose the game?
Who?
The Vikings
whooped them, man.
Not one of them. He had all of them. That's my point. Yeah. Okay, but still, the Vikings suck. Okay, like they ain't even on the paper. They ain't even on the page. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, we still got some games left. Okay. I'm gonna put it out there.
So look at this one, right? And you see, and the thing that's about the page to me, now you see who they got right there, though. They got them Cleveland Browns in the mix. Right, you got a Cleveland Browns in the mix. The first four seeds, maybe Buffalo, Baltimore. No, can't because they got Pittsburgh. So no, I think it's cool, right? That's good.
They think that Pittsburgh still is going to be the number one seed in the AFC.
They're the number one seed right now because ain't nobody beat them yet.
Right.
I don't think they're going to be the number one seed at the end of all things. I think it's probably going to either be Kansas. I don't even know if I got faith in Kansas City. I like Baltimore and Buffalo, to be honest with you. I do. You know, Buffalo getting number one might be a stretch. Yeah, Kansas City, I don't know, but they've been showing some weirdness, right, you know, lately. I don't know about it.
Not losses, not weird losses except the Raiders, but that's a divisional game. That ain't odd to them. That ain't odd to Glass. That ain't odd to you. The Raiders will upset you. That's what happened.
Yeah. Okay. All right, cool.
So, Big Q, I'm gonna throw a dart at you real quick, man.
Here we go.
Be prepared for this right now. I'm gonna throw a hot take at you.
Okay, let's
put
it
back up there.
Put it back up there. Okay.
That wild card.
Yeah.
Everything's legit on that list.
What?
I'm
coaching
like this. Everybody like Team Money. All of them that take note what I'm about to say. That Cleveland Brown. They ain't gonna make a wild card. You know who's gonna be in that?
Not the Denver Broncos. Don't you go there, Glass.
Who's gonna be in that spot?
Oh, I don't want to hear that. Because that ain't
Miami
true.
Dolphins.
Oh, okay.
The Miami Dolphins.
Okay.
Just saying. Y'all heard it here first.
They might be in the spot of the Colts, but not the Browns.
I'm going to have to take
it. No, Colts going to be there. I like the team. I like the layout. I like the head coach.
Look, you got the whole damn division in the playoffs here, right? Everybody except the Bengals in there. Everybody
that's
there.
That's why Cleveland's going to take them.
Right.
Exactly.
I don't think so. Cleveland gonna fight, man. I like that. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. I don't know. I like
Miami gonna win a division. Believe it
exactly.
Or not.
With Buffalo, exactly. With, they gotta get past Buffalo first.
They got two shots at them.
Yeah, we gotta see how it's gonna work out. We'll see. All right, Glass. Let's wrap this one up. What you got for me?
All right, man. I got five games. First game is Thursday night game.
Uh-huh.
The 5-2 Green Bay Packers going to Levi Stadium to play the 4-4 San Francisco 49ers.
So the 49ers are completely depleted. The quarterback gone. Now Kittle's gone, right? Kittle's gone now, mm-hmm. right? And then, of course, they're missing some dudes on defense as well. I don't really like what's going on with San Francisco right now. And now it looks like they're getting ready to go back into the market for a quarterback again. And it's a sad state of affairs. And then, you know, then you put the Green Bay Packers, the number one seeded Green Bay Packers. I like Green Bay in this one.
Okay.
Maybe. Green Bay, embarrassing loss last week for the Packers in general. To Q's point, San Francisco been hit by the injury bug in a Los Angeles Chargers style way. There's no recovering from that. So Green Bay easy.
Okay. If we like Big Q said, if it wasn't for the injury bug, I would definitely go to San Francisco 49ers, even with a suspective Garoppolo.
Yeah.
But the bug is just too much for them to overcome. I think
Kittle is the biggest loss they got, though. And then, and what was crazy is they had these up and young guys coming, Ayuk and a couple other ones who were just was running mm-hmm. in the form.
It's sad, man. And Kittle's did more than just be a prolific tight end. He was on a lot of their pass run blocking scheme. It's just bad for them. Unfortunate.
I'm going with the Packers on that game also. Right. Next up, we got the 6-1 Seahawks going up to New Era. No, I'm sorry. Is it New Era Stadium? New Era Stadium.
Yeah,
played the 6-2 Buffalo Bills.
Man. That's a tough one for me. I feel like an upset is on the horizon for the Seahawks because they done showed me how they can be beat. But can Buffalo put it together? Do they got the squad to be able to do that? I don't know. The only advantage they got in this game is they playing at home, and I don't know if they got what it takes. The Seahawks are just too scrappy at the end of games. If you can't put them away early, you probably ain't going to put them away. You know what I'm saying? So
mm-hmm.
I think it's going to be a good game. I do smell an upset, but I can't go with it. I'm a fall back off that. I'm going to go with the Seahawks on this one.
Okay. JB?
I think the last time the Seahawks played, they lost to Arizona, right? That chase down by Metcalf just changed him. He was already a good mm-hmm. player, but that just changed it. And then having Tyler Lockett having the type of game he had in a loss or a couple weeks prior, this gonna be like Buffalo's biggest test. They'll get better from this, but they won't win this one.
Yeah, I think it's gonna be a good win. I mean, I think they will fight. I don't know if we got enough class. I don't know.
I agree.
Yeah.
I like the Bills moxie, but it comes to the end of the game where it's close. I would trust Russell Wilson before I trust Josh Allen.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's going to be the difference right there. So I'm definitely going with the Seattle Seahawks over the Buffalo Bills. Next up.
Metcalf might be he might be the biggest player on the field sometime.
That's true. True. And let's not forget Lockett. He's a nice compliment for him, though. Next up, we got the 4-3 Miami Dolphins going up to State Farm Stadium to play the 5-2 Arizona Cardinals.
Tua did get welcomed to the NFL. He got a hard hit and everything, but man, his first outing was still, I guess you could chalk it up as a success, even though he wasn't that much of an impact on that game. This one, I feel like it's going to be a little bit, he's going to have to do a legal, he can't hide behind his defense and special teams in this one. He gonna have to play, right?
Agree.
I ain't seen enough. I don't know what he got. I don't know if I can have enough confidence to say, they gonna do this. You know what I mean? I don't think so. I thought I'd take an L right here, man. I think the Dolphins lose this particular one.
Okay. JB?
I'm taking the Cardinals in this one also. You got the two of the best You got the best old receiver and the best young receiver on one team.
Yeah, man. It's pretty good stuff.
And it's going to come down to Tua and Murray already got a year on him. So
yeah.
I'm taking the Cardinals.
Good point. And Glass, I'm going to tell you, I done came around on Murray, man. I ain't full on Baker Mayfield style, but you know, I keep an eye on Murray. He's all right.
We like Miami's defense, but Hop and Fitzgerald, you got Kraft against crazy talent, ultra talent.
No. You know what? I would almost say it'd be a definite win for the Arizona Cardinals. I like what they got. Like, just like you guys said, Kyler Murray over Tua, all that stuff. I like Christian Kirk too, the wide receiver for Arizona. And defense legit. But I'm just going to put it out there like this. There's two from the Belichick tree that I think are legit head coaches is Mike Vrabel and Brian Flores.
Oh, yeah.
Flores might come up in there with a trick under his sleeve and might mess up the whole thing. But for right now, from what I see, I'm going to say the Arizona Cardinals over the Miami Dolphins.
Okay.
I think that's going to be a good game.
Yeah, I think
so. Last but not – go ahead.
Oh, no, I think that's going to be a good game, too. Yeah.
Last but not least, divisional NFC South divisional game. We got the New Orleans Saints at 5-2 going up to Raymond James?
Raymond James.
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers at 6-2.
So the word was that the reason why Tampa, danced so long with the Giants is because they were looking ahead to this game. I think somebody in the chat even said it. I think somebody said it. That they were looking ahead. I don't buy that. This is Tom Brady we're talking about. He don't get down like that. Bill Belichick taught him better than that. They don't look ahead. No, I don't think so. But at the same time though, I think they are a much better equipped team than the New Orleans Saints. Now, I think especially now that new addition, we're going to, and then of course, I don't understand how you're going to have what you have in Tampa. Then you add Gronkowski and Antonio Brown. Right,
who will play?
Man, this is crazy. I don't know what the and then who Tom Brady's throwing the ball to like punt returners and stuff last week, and look, it's unfair. Right. It's definitely unfair, and I think the Saints gonna get humbled in this game, JB.
They won the first one, but I honestly can say that these teams are built very similar, and I know Brady just got there, but they are built very similar. I could pick one today and my pick would be different two more times before Sunday because I just don't know. Right. I know it'll be a good game. I know for the interest of fairness for this show, I have to pick one. But I would never buy a sweep, not with these two teams.
Nah.
I don't think the New Orleans Saints would logically sweep the Bucks.
Yeah.
So I'll pick the Bucks in the rubber match, but I really don't know, man.
Yeah. Well, it's a tough one. It is, but listen, Tampa, they look like they're going to be the ones to do it in our division. I can't talk about my team. They, whatever, man. 3 L's.
No, we're not talking about your team.
Yeah, I didn't say that.
Who you got?
You know what I'm saying? I can't do this, man. He cannot help himself.
I started to go there, then I let it go. That's what I'm saying.
I think it's going to be, I forget you, Big Q. I think it's going to be a good game. It's going to be a close game, man. Buffalo will match up real good. I just give the little edge to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers because they loaded. Adding on to it, that defense, I'll take that defense before I take the Saints defense. I think Alvin Kamara going to get clogged up. They're going to rely on Breeze's arm and Breeze. I'm suspect on Breeze's arm.
Do not put that thing in the air.
Like it used to be. You know what I'm saying? So I think it's going to be a close game, maybe between 3 to 4 points, but I'm going to go with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers on this.
Yeah, I feel you. Hey, listen, I ain't even going to lie. When the guy thought I was joking last week, look, me and old girl, we did go and get brooms, okay? They over there. I got brooms. I was ready to sweep up. My feelings got hurt. Now, listen, to all Atlanta Falcons fans, okay? My bad, bro. I'm saying, look, y'all was a little bit better on that day, okay? And it is what it is, and we ain't got to see y'all no more for the rest of the season, okay? It's over. It's done.
Guess what, Q?
What? What's that?
You got new brooms, man. And it's all good.
There you go.
They got new brooms for the house, man. So it's a win. Everybody got a win. It's all good.
It's all good. Hey, listen, I hope you guys have been enjoying the podcast that we've been bringing you guys weekly. Glass has been putting a couple of them out per week. I got one out per week. Vernie is actually working on one right now as we speak. And it's all been brought to you by Anchor.fm. We all really enjoying the platform. We're having a good time with it. I'm enjoying the podcast, you know, just getting into that vibe and, you know, doing it. You guys can do it too. Go visit Anchor.fm. It's easy to do it. They help monetize and distribute your podcast. They do it all for you. Easy stuff. All you gotta do is sit down in front of your phone, computer, or whatever you got, and you can get it going. And, it's easy. Pretty simple. Just go straight over there. Either download the app on your Google Play or Apple Store. Get the app. You can record straight into it, or you can do it on your computer. That kind of thing. All right. With that being said, fellas, that's going to be our show for this evening. You know, I want to thank everybody who came out, and Josh is in the building. He said, proud of you, Q. Hey, listen, hey, I'm not too big to admit, you know, I mean, taking the L is taking the L. I mean, you know, we all done. You know what I'm saying? We all done it. Glad you want to go ahead and put yourself over for the fans, man.
Hey, if you guys don't see me here with my brother JB Big Q, Tigo TV Live, you can catch me on my podcast on Anchor FM, Sage of Sports Podcast, be out tomorrow. Or you can follow me on all the social media, Facebook, Instagram, Sage of Sports. On Twitter, Sage of Sports 1, or email me, contact me via email, sageofsports@gmail.com.
Sounds good. JB, everybody jumping on board with the podcast, waiting on you, fella. You know what I'm saying? Get it together, bro.
Got too many out, man. Hey, Rockefeller in the 90s. Everybody wanna
hear what you got to say. They want to hear what you got to say, bro. Go ahead and put yourself over.
It's like No Limit. Everybody get out.
There you go. Go ahead and put yourself over real quick.
Anyhow, I'm thinking about it, man. I split focus like that. My team be, you know, start going down. At least I feel like that anyway. Anyway, you can always catch me on Wednesday nights on Team Boy TV Live on Twitter as Raven Shogun.
I appreciate it, fellas. Hey, listen.
Thanks for the music, by the way. You didn't force me out off the stage.
Listen, we do the music every week. What are you talking about? We do this every week.
I never heard it until last week, man.
Come on, but man. Anyway. You tripping hard.
It was louder last week.
Is that what it was? Yeah. Okay, cool. Yeah. And then because we didn't get nothing in this week. Hey, listen, again, we appreciate everybody coming out. And again, if everything works itself out and we see it again next week, if Lord willing, we will be back here. Y'all guys, stay cool. Take it easy. Peace. Enjoy your new president.